All about lesson one. Top five reasons to study Hungarian. Hi everyone, and welcome to HungarianPod101.com. This is lesson one in the All About Hungarian series, the top five reasons to study Hungarian. I'm Simone, your friendly neighborhood guide to everything Hungarian.
Sziasztok, I'm Csaba, and I'm here in this lesson to bear a part of my Hungarian soul to you.
That's right, this lesson is all about your home and native land, Csaba.
And yours too, Simone.
Yes, but I'm sort of more of a part-time Hungarian person. You can probably tell from my Australian accent.
I guess there should be some kind of initiation, or rite of passage at least.
Yes, like drinking a lot of brandy or something.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that does it for me. No way I can get in.
Well, fortunately you can speak Hungarian, so you can impersonate a Hungarian anyway.
Yes. Hungarian is a poetic, beautiful language. Well, okay. Going to a soccer match, it may not seem that way.
Maybe, but it's truly a beautiful language.
Yes, with a very long history and intriguing culture to match.
Intriguing, yes. Stick with us and we'll introduce you to a side of Hungary that only an insider gets to see.
Approximately 14 million speakers make for a lot of good conversation.
Plus, Hungarian is everywhere.
Tell me, Csaba, where have you spoken Hungarian in your life besides Hungary?
All over the world. I mean, I can hear Hungarian in any country.
My favourite thing is listening for Hungarian outside of Hungary. I get to eavesdrop on conversations more often than you'd think.
Yeah, Hungarian immigrants are everywhere in the world. Though not as numerous as Italian or Polish immigrants, you can still catch a few Hungarian words every now and then.
Anyway, how about a few words in general about this language?
By all means. When studying Hungarian, or even just listening to Hungarian, you'll notice a couple of things.
Give us an example, please.
First, that it sounds nothing like you studied before.
Exactly. Hungarian is not really related to anything else in Europe.
Only Finnish and Estonian, but knowing those languages won't help you much.
So it's not an Indo-European language. Instead, it is from the Uralic language family.
And with about 40 million speakers, it is the most populous in that group.
So, any ideas on how it came to be? I mean, how did Hungarian end up in Central Europe with the closest language up there in the north?
There are many debates on that. When Hungarians were riding into Europe from Asia, I guess we took a left where the Finnish took a right.
That is possibly the simplest lesson on history I've ever heard. Anyways, no wonder Hungarians are so proud of their language.
Yes, there is a lot of pride attached to its unique nature.
Okay, so move forward a bit in history.
The original Hungarian writing system was lost and we adopted the Latin script at about the same time when we adopted Christianity.
Yes, in the 11th century. Since then, how has Hungarian been doing?
Hungarian has received a lot of influence from neighboring Slavic languages, Turkish, Latin, and German as well.
So basically, no matter where you start from, you'll find similar stuff in Hungarian.
At least a few, I'm sure about that.
Can you tell the listeners a few things about what to expect?
Good news or bad news first?
Let's go with bad.
Well, you will have to learn suffixes and conjugations. The endings of words change a lot in Hungarian. This is, after all, an agglutinative language.
Okay, we've seen some of those. What else is there?
There is a thing called vowel harmony, where the vowels must, surprise, surprise, harmonize.
That means the words and whatever suffixes we attach to them will have similar vowels.
Pretty much, at least generally speaking.
Now some good news, please.
All right, ready? No genders, only two tenses, the alphabet is almost completely phonetic, and no big dialectical differences.
Good. That means that with some Hungarian, you'll be fine everywhere in Hungary.
And don't forget some parts of Romania, Slovakia, Serbia, Ukraine, and some other places around Hungary.
Okay. Top five list.
The top five reasons to learn this lovely language. Number five. If you want an inexpensive vacation, welcome to Hungary.
Number four.
To know Hungarian is to be a member of a very unique club.
That's right. And number three?
Hungarians are extremely grateful when they see other people try to speak Hungarian. Make sure you pick up a few words, even if you only have a short visit in the country.
And number two?
By learning Hungarian, one can get a deeper understanding of European history and culture. Throughout the centuries, the Kingdom of Hungary had an often ignored yet pivotal role in the shaping of Europe, being on the border of the Roman and Greek Catholicism and the Turkish expansion. When not an empire itself, it's been on the border of empires, cultures, and civilizations for a millennium and stood in the sea of Slavic, German, and Turkish languages without losing its identity.
Phew, that's a big reason. And the number one reason you should learn Hungarian?
It's fun.
Sure is.
Okay, everybody, you know what to do now. Get your iPod and suit up with HungarianPod101.com for some Hungarian lessons.
Like our podcasts?
Then like our Facebook page too.
Get lesson updates, our Hungarian word of the day, and news on Facebook.
Just search for HungarianPod101.com and like our fan page.
And if you like a lesson or series on HungarianPod101.com,
let us know
by clicking the like button next to the lesson or series. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
See ya, Stok.